Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Are you ready for the experience?
Nine. He goes off crazier than usual.
No, seriously, like, I hope we all don't get fired for this.
Blah, 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 blah.
He used to hand out t-shirts, and now somebody's letting him talk on the radio?
Crowd is here, about to blow. Fans will need to stop the show.
It's the Bo Johnson Experience on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Break it down.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome to the experience. Welcome to Cinco de Mayo. If you're out there partying for Cinco, I want to know where you are. I want to know what you're doing. Somebody must be sick, Dom. Somebody must have called in or something, man, because I very rarely, maybe the first time ever, that it's not a fantasy football show, and I'm going on and will be off the air while it's still daylight outside.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're usually night owls.
Yeah.
You know?
But hey, and Mike Connie, if you're out there listening, look, hey, I love it. I love going on earlier. Earlier is better. Later is cool, too. But hey, man, I want to know, I'm actually going to get to go do something. I don't know what we're going to be doing yet. I'm going to get to that in a minute. Yeah, let us know what you're doing today. Cinco de Mayo, 404-726-0929. My boy Dom Shady over there on the other side of the glass. We'll be manning the phone lines, can put you up on the call screen, or we can get you on here. Give us a shout, anything that we're talking about. I assume that most everybody's kind of relaxed about the Falcons draft. If you're not, we can talk about it, you know. But if you're still angry about something that happened 2 weeks ago, you're probably that person who just has to be angry about something anyway. Like, every day of your life, you're angry about something. I don't know, the restaurant overcooked my steak the night before or something like that. You know, so stop being angry. There's nothing you can do about it. Only be angry about things you can actually change. Some wise man said that before, and I have no idea who it was. Speaking of Cinco de Mayo, I am going to chat for about 5 minutes with Carl Dukes in about 15 minutes. He's out at a Cinco de Mayo party, so we're going to ask him about that. And I want to ask him about something that he and Turtle, Chris Thomas, were talking about on Friday as it relates to the Braves, because something kind of, they kind of spoke something into existence. All right, and I just want to make sure that we're okay with it. I don't think Carl is, but Turtle may be. I don't know. So I'm going to ask Carl about that here in about 15 minutes. Let me know what you're celebrating. I'm going to tell you what I had planned on doing to celebrate Cinco. And it wasn't necessarily to celebrate Cinco. It's one, because I'm getting off the air at 5 o'clock. The Braves' first pitch is at 4 o'clock. So what we were going to do, I'm going to go from here, or I was, I may still, go from here to the Battery. Something that my family just absolutely loves doing. One of the best things to do in the city of Atlanta is go to the Battery, get you a fold-out chair, and watch the Braves game on the big screen. So I had a get-together at my house last night, and a friend of mine showed me what may be a Photoshopped image, but it also may not be. And I'm not going to get too deep into this particular subject matter because it has to do with business partners of us and whatnot. But the picture that I was shown was the screen that popped up when Comcast got rid of Bally and it just had the blue screen with the letters. Somebody showed me that up on the screen at the battery. So if you know this to be true, if you've been in the battery since this thing happened this week, let me know, please, on the text line. I don't want callers on this. I'll take callers on anything else that we talk about. I don't want callers on this subject matter. If you want to text me, though, just tell me, yes, games are still going on at the battery, or no, they're not. Because the cable company involved spends a lot of money with the Braves and us. And look, it's not their fault. It's Diamond Sports Group's fault 100%. But I also don't think this is going to be resolved anytime soon. But y'all are a resourceful bunch. 90% of the game listeners are a resourceful bunch. Y'all can figure it out. Y'all can find some other way to watch Braves. Hopefully it gets resolved. But I went through the whole YouTube TV thing. Had YouTube TV and they got yanked because Diamond Sports doesn't want to write a check. They filed for bankruptcy. So I went through that and that hadn't been resolved yet. So I'm just assuming now Comcast is much bigger than YouTube TV. You know, Google's pretty big, but and they carry most cable in the city of Atlanta. So anyways, I hope that gets resolved for y'all. But, you know, it is the fan that ends up losing in this situation, ultimately. So let me know on the text line, 404-726-0929. I just want to know if the Braves game is going to be on the big screen. So have you been there the last couple of days to watch the Dodgers series? Were you there yesterday? If it was on yesterday, then it'll be on today. But look, if the game's not on in the green space, I'm going to probably just go somewhere closer to home for Cinco. And maybe I'll have to find some, maybe I'll have to get on the phone and make some phone calls. Who's showing the Braves game? You know, so let me know. I hate it for Braves fans, though, that this is happening. It's time for MLB to step in and yank the Braves from Bally Sports, just like they did in Colorado, just like they've done in San Diego. When Diamond Sports Group files for bankruptcy, MLB should step in right then. Your product is not being shown on TV in a top 10 market with a top 10 team, best team, and your fans can't see your product. Your advertisers have to be mad about this. So just to rehash what's going on in Colorado this season, to watch the Colorado Rockies with zero blackouts through MLB, it costs you $99.95 a year. But you get every game, home game, away games, zero blackouts. Or you can do MLB TV for $199, so it's basically $200. And then you get every team. Now, I'm not sure if the zero blackout thing stands for your home team if you do MLB TV for the entire season. I do MLB TV for the entire season, and I don't get the Braves. But I'm also in a market where they have not introduced this $100 for the whole season of Braves thing yet. So MLB, do the right thing. Take over. We need you to. Unless Diamond Sports Group is going to write that check, and I doubt seriously that they're going to write that check. Typically, people that file for bankruptcy don't go around writing checks to keep their product on TV. I'm no TV expert, though. Hopefully, it'll happen for you. I just don't think that it will. So the reason why I was having a get-together at my house last night, it's graduation season. So yesterday afternoon, my girlfriend, Tara, had her pinning ceremony. She is graduating nursing school on Tuesday. At 11 o'clock in the freaking morning. Why they do this, I have no idea. All right? But that's happening. Tara's about to graduate nursing school on Tuesday. That's why we had to get together last night. It was her pinning ceremony. She's officially about to be a nurse. She got the whole RN pin and everything. Congratulations, Tara. But that brought up another subject for me. And look, this is not a huge deal for me. I just kind of scratch my head at it. And look, I know that parents get into it. Hell, my oldest daughter, who is 22 years old now, had this happen when she was leaving kindergarten. And it was a graduation. It's graduation season. There was a little girl at my house last night, one of Tara's friends. Her daughter was graduating pre-K. And look, that's fine. If you want to spend the money, and that's what this is a cash grab. Because you're probably way being overcharged. You're having to buy the little hat and the little gown like every freaking time they leave a grade now. But, and look, I hate to be the old curmudgeon-y guy because I'm not old and I'm not curmudgeon-y. But look, man, when I went to school, it was expected of me to finish kindergarten. This was the expectation. Now, if I got straight A's in kindergarten or something like that, it was celebrated a little bit because, you know, straight A's is better than straight C's. So that above expectation is what was celebrated. And I didn't get a party for it. It was just, hey, maybe an ice cream cone. And this, you know, I don't want to get into the whole participation trophy thing because we've been doing this for like 15 years now. But come on.
Yeah, I agree.
What's the alternative to graduating kindergarten? Dropping out and getting a job?
Exactly. It's like, it's the whole participation trophy. Everyone gets some sort of validation.
Why are we celebrating this hardcore
exactly.
when a kid meets the expectation?
Exactly.
It's the expectation. You're supposed to meet it. You're supposed to go from fifth grade to sixth grade. You're supposed to go from eighth grade to high school. When you graduate high school, now that's different. That should be celebrated because now you're an adult. College is not mandatory. That's the last year. You can, if you want to, if you're 18 years old, you can celebrate graduating high school and never having to go to school again. That's also the expectation. Now, it doesn't happen with everybody. And, Luke, you don't have to. I know a lot of people that didn't graduate high school that are very, very, very successful. But that should be celebrated. I'm not 100% sure that graduating kindergarten should. So, I don't know. Something else that's going to come up in today's show, and I want to bring it up pretty soon, but we're going to talk to Carl Dukes next. This whole tipping culture, tipping conversation came up again this week on this radio station. And I've never been able to give my two cents on this whole matter. I've been working in food service for, goodness gracious, 25-ish years. That's a longer than a lot of people that work here have been alive. Right up there with – I've been working in food service right up there as long as Garrett – freaking Chapman has been alive.
I was going to say, I will be 27
and
on
you,
May
yeah.
20th.
Yeah.
So.
And Dom. So, but I've never been able to, because this always comes up on day parts. As you know, I'm a producer on the Steakhouse and the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. I do get airtime, but we don't hardly talk about these things. You know, so I'm going to bring that up. Up next, though, I'm going to talk to Carl Dukes. Carl Dukes is out celebrating Cinco de Mayo. I'm going to let him tell you where, because you can go join him. It's not at his house. He's at a pretty cool restaurant over in Sandy Springs. He's going to tell you all about that. I'm going to ask him one little thing about the Braves. Then we're going to get into some Braves conversation about this weekend and today. And then from there, we're going to get into my expectations for the Braves for 2024. It's the Bo Johnson Experience. One segment down. Come on back. Sports Radio 99 The Game.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Keeping it live and local on the weekends, this is the Bo Johnson Experience.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back to The Experience. I am Bo Johnson. Today is Cinco de Mayo, but it is not the Mexican Independence Day. It is more the celebration of the Battle of Puebla. Read your history books, people. I think Mexican Independence Day is actually in September. But speaking of Cinco de Mayo, my good friend Carl Dukes is on the line on the WadeFord.com hotline. He is out celebrating Cinco de Mayo. I'm going to let him tell you where so you can go out and celebrate with him. And he is accompanied by Victoria, which may be the most underrated Mexican lager out there, but it's definitely probably the best tasting. Carl Dukes, what's going on, brother?
Bo, what's happening, man? You know what? You just said something that blew my mind. I mean, I'm like, I'm out here, we're celebrating at Sandy Springs location, Hudson Grill, right here off of Roswell Road. And I'm like, wait a minute, this is not what I think it is. What did you say? Read your history books?
Yeah, well, you know, hey, look, we want to celebrate. But yes. I just think that we should know, if we're going to celebrate something, we should at least know what we're celebrating. And, you know, people think that Cinco de Mayo is Mexican Independence Day. It is not that. It was actually a day that Mexico came and saved our butts from getting our butts kicked from the French.
You are right. Yeah. I love the fact that you mentioned that, because everybody's like, oh, it's just another party day. It is in our world. But I totally agree. Yeah, man, we're out here. We're going to be out here until 5. You mentioned the Victoria girls are out here. Also, we've got some prizes to give away. We're just hanging out, having a good time, man, and celebrating Cinco de Mayo with Hudson Grill right here off of Roswell Road, as I mentioned. And, we're having a lot of fun, man. People are coming in. Listeners are coming in. We're just, you know, chilling. They got the game on, obviously, and game, should I say. They've got a bunch of stuff going on here inside. But we're going to be out here until 5 o'clock.
Cool, man. Well, I'm going to let you get at it. I just had one question for you, Carl Dukes. I was listening on Friday afternoon to you and Turtle talking about the Braves. All right. Now, first off, I stand with you. I don't care if it's 1-0, 2-0, 10-0. If we win, I'm good with that. It doesn't matter to me that game who does what at the plate. Turtle, on the other hand, was saying, well, look, even if they go out and lose, as long as these guys get off the schneid, I'm going to feel better about myself. Well, okay, so Riley and Acuna homer Friday. Saturday, Acuna goes 3-for-5. Do you think that these moral victories are good enough to satiate your good friend Turtle? Or, like, what's going on? Like, because this is exactly what y'all were talking about. All right, maybe not that ass-kicking yesterday, but the game Friday was close. Acuna and Riley both homer. Yesterday, Acuna goes and gets 3 hits, 3 out of 6. I'm not okay with this, Dukes. It's just the Dodgers, man, and I want us to go in there and win 2 out of 3 just like we won every series. But what are your thoughts on that, bro?
Well, listen, I don't believe in moral victories.
Yep.
And the reality is, even if our guys were not hitting, but we were winning this series, let's say we had won the last 2 games, we would be having a different conversation.
Yep.
I mean, yes, we would want to have them, you know, raking as much as possible and hitting home runs and stealing bases, but this is about winning. I'm not caught up in feel-good stories and, oh, I feel better because Ronald went, you know, 3-for-5 yesterday. Listen, there's nobody a bigger Ronald Acuna fan than me, but at the end of the day, I'm trying to win.
Yep.
So, for this series, it sucks. Hopefully we can salvage a game and get one today. But, yeah, I just I don't care about all of the things that a lot of people care about, which is batting average and OPS and, oh, he's not hitting in these situations and his velocity is – give me a break. Are we winning or are we not winning?
That's, so, and look, with I'm with
the
you.
Dodgers, with being the Dodgers too, it just it amplifies it. So, yeah, Bo, Turtle was trying to convince me basically that, you know, he wants to see these guys – looking and feeling better so that down the course of the road, we'll all, you know, benefit and they'll be playing better. Just win.
I get that, man. And look, if they go out today, Ronald Acuña hits 3 home runs, Austin Riley hits 2 home runs, but we lose, it's not okay. You know?
No, it's
but
not. It's not.
Let's go
and
out
by
there.
By the way, Olsen last year, you know, remember about Olsen? He said he hit 54 home runs, I think it was. And Olsen was like, look, I trade all that for a World Series.
100%.
All these guys would.
Yep.
They don't care about these individual things and how many people view them. This is a unique team in that standpoint. From that standpoint, they all they care about is having an opportunity to play for championships, and I'm with them.
Yeah, man. Hey, so tell the people where you are one more time, Carl.
Hudson Grill, Sandy Springs, guys, right here off of Roswell Road. We'll be out here until 5 o'clock. Victoria Cerveza hanging out. A great lager, as you mentioned, Bo. And the girls are here handing them out, literally handing them out. So come on out and hang out with us, man. We'll be here till 5.
That sounds like a great time, Carl. Have fun, bro. Appreciate you joining me for 5 minutes.
Thanks, Bo.
See you soon. So there you have it, folks. Before we get into this this little Braves conversation here, so I actually have a funny story. So yesterday was May the 4th, Star Wars Day. I celebrate. Not sure if you celebrate. If you do out there, congratulations. Hopefully you had a good one. Somebody that does celebrate is Gunnar Henderson, Baltimore Orioles shortstop. Google it. There is a IG post that the Orioles put out yesterday of Gunnar Henderson's bat that he was using yesterday. If you are any piece of a Star Wars fan, trust me, just Google Gunnar Henderson's Star Wars bat. He had a bat that was the hilt of Darth Vader's lightsaber, and the bat itself was red. But then you roll the bat over.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure whose lightsaber hilt it was. I think it may be the same hilt because it's kind of, you're painting a hilt on a bat. The hilt is the handle of the lightsaber, by the way. And then it's the blue Jedi, you know, color lightsaber. Might have been Obi-Wan's or whatever. 100% legit. I'm a bigger fan of Gunnar Henderson now, knowing he was swinging that piece of lumber yesterday.
Absolutely. I saw that pop up on my TL the other day, and I was like, that's amazing.
Yeah, if you're a Star Wars fan and you love baseball, Google it right now because you're going to be very impressed with Gunnar Henderson's bat. Also, another short little Star Wars thing. So I told my softball this past week while we're my softball team. You know, I coach my daughter Olivia's softball team. Talk about them most of the time on the Midday Show with Annie and Randy. It has been a little bit of a troubling season. All right, we just moved 10 girls up from 8U to 10U, which if you're familiar with youth sports at all, youth baseball and softball, the amount of rule changes going from 8U to 10U is substantial. And we had our entire team go up. So it's been a little bit of a challenge. Shout out Coach Sammy and the entire organization, by the way. I have a lot of great, great help over there. So this week, you know, frustration kind of starts to take over with me. And I tell my girls in practice, I'm like, look, I'm tired of y'all trying to go out here and make good plays. I'm tired of y'all trying to swing the bat. It's time to start doing. Grandmaster Yoda said, do or do not. There is no try. All right? I even talked in the Yoda voice.
Try not. Do or do not. There is
learning
no try.
You are.
See? I gave him the Yoda voice at the end of practice. That was like Wednesday. We come out. We have a game Friday night. Before the game, instead of counting down and doing the whole 1-2-3 Blue Devils, which clearly isn't working this season, last, you know, I say, do or do not, there is no try on three. We go 1-2-3, do or do not, there is no try. Whole team. We go out and we win the game. A gritty performance by the Norcross Lady Blue Devils. My daughter, Olivia. Shout out to Sophia if she's out there. I had a pitcher go the whole game, complete game. No shutout, 6-4, close game. Anyways, these here Braves, Friday night, Braves 3, Dodgers 4, took 11 innings. Another great outing by Charlie Morton. 6 innings pitched, 2 earned runs, 5 strikeouts. Jesse Chavez ends up getting the loss. This game was late. I was dozing in and out once they got to the end of the game through extra innings. So Jesse Chavez ends up getting the loss with this one. But Ronald Acuña goes 2-for-5. Home run in the 8th to tie the ball game up. Austin Riley, like I just mentioned to Carl, went yard for his 3rd home run. Best thing about this game, for all you Jared Kelnick naysayers, all right, first off, when I get to my expectations here in a second, Jared Kelenic's one of the guys on the team that's actually beating my expectations. But he's not just here to hit ninth. Jared Kelenic's here to play defense. Jared Kelenic showed off that hose Friday night, throwing out pages at home. But look, I'm not taking a moral victory out of this one. Just because Riley homered, just because Acuna homered, we lost the game. Oh, woe is me. And then Saturday happened. An absolute drubbing. I think on the Braves website right now it says Bryce Elder runs into a buzzsaw. That is the Los Angeles Dodgers lineup. Max Muncy has three home runs. That's kind of what it was. Buzzsaw's putting it lightly. Bryce Elder takes the loss in this one. Tyler Glass now, who has been marvelous since signing with the Los Angeles Dodgers, 6-1. He goes 7 innings, 2 earned runs, 10 freaking strikeouts. As I didn't even put Bryce Elder's line on my sheet here, but it wasn't great. I'll just leave it at that. Like I said, Ronald Acuna goes 3-for-5. He has 3 of the Braves' 6 hits. He does have another stolen base. It puts him at 14. That's a Ronald Acuna stat that is beating my projection or my expectation, whereas almost everything else Ronald Acuna doing is not. But look, baseball is a team sport. Just because Ronald Acuna goes 40-70 this year, last year, look, I'm one of them. When I get to my expectations for Ronald Acuna, when I go through my Braves expectations, they were lofty. And look, they still should be. He's still one of the best baseball players on the planet. But when we get to the end of Ronald Acuna's career, there is going to be a season that will end up being his worst season of his career. I'm not saying that's what's going to happen this season. I'm just saying that is going to happen. There will be a season that ends up being the worst season of his career. I'm not saying this is going to be it, but it could be. And if it is, that's okay. He's still one of the best baseball players on the planet. And whatever we look at the back of his baseball card when his career is done, I can guarantee you that whatever ends up being his worst season is going to be a pretty good season to 85% of the rest of the league. All right, so we're going to get it together, Ronnie. 3 other hits by the Braves. Also, that Jared Kelenic guy makes another great play on Saturday night, throws out Frederick J. Freeman, former Atlanta Brave, at second base. So that was good to see. Today, Max Fried takes the mound. Maximus Decimus Meridius. We need that from you, Max. Max Fried went 6 no-hit innings in his last outing. We had our fingers crossed. The Atlanta Braves have the second longest no-hit drought of all of Major League Baseball, with the first longest going to the Cleveland Guardians. So they've been on a longer drought than we have. But look, I'm not saying go out there and throw in a hitter tonight, Max, or this afternoon. But hey, if you want to, I'm okay with it. Max Fried goes up against James Paxton. The lineup has already been released. Let me see if I can find it here because there's no real surprises here. Acuna, Albies, Riley, Olson, Ozuna, Arcia, Harris, Duvall, and Chadwick. No surprises there. Also, Braves news this week. Pierce Johnson goes to the IL. Pierce Johnson, through his seven innings that he had pitched this season, was doing pretty good. So Jackson Stevens gets called up to the big club. Don't go out there and suck, Jackson. That's all we ask of you. So, Cinco de Mayo, 404-726-0929. I want to know where you are celebrating Cinco de Mayo. If you are out there, I would suggest going by the Hudson Grill in Sandy Springs and hanging out with my guy Carl Dukes and the Victoria Ladies. Victoria, a fantastic Mexican beer, very underrated. The other ones are pretty good, too. All right, my guy Mo sends me a DM on Twitter. Hold on, it's a little long, so I'm going to have to read it during the break and come back with it. You can also get in touch with me on the text line. Are the Braves games being played in the green space at the Battery? I just need somebody a yes or no. I don't want to get into the whole, you know, Braves and cable company thing. But let me know. Let me know where you're celebrating Cinco de Mayo. Let me know what you think about graduations. Give me a call, 404-726-0929. Dom Shady's on the other side of the glass. He's going to be fielding your phone calls. Don't call me about watching Braves games, but you can call me about the Braves. When we come back, I have set forth expectations, gosh darn it. They're not being met. What are we going to do? Well, the sky's not falling either, Chicken Little. It's the Braves' expectations. The bottom of the lineup's looking pretty good. That's what we're going to do on the other side of this break. Happy Cinco de Mayo, if you celebrate. It's the Bo Johnson Experience on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Giving you the experience.
On the weekends.
I hear that.
This is the Bo Johnson Experience.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 99 The Game. Welcome back to the Bo Johnson Experience. I am Bo Johnson. Let me know where you're celebrating Cinco de Mayo if you celebrate. You can give me a shout, 404-726-0929. You can also let me know with what you are celebrating with. Are you a tequila person? Are you a Victoria Mexican lager person? Margaritas? Maybe you're just celebrating with whiskey, because you just need an excuse to drink whiskey today.
Right. Are you a tequila person?
That's all we're really looking for, right? I am a huge margarita person. Tara and I like to go out and get big margaritas with beers hanging out of them.
Like that?
Whatever you call them, Corona, Riga, Margarona, whatever. They've got different names everywhere. I enjoy sipping on a nice Añejo, but I'm not a fan of shooting like silver tequilas or even drinking silver tequilas. I like oaky.
Yeah.
Not a huge, like, if I'm going to take a shot of something, I would rather take a shot of Tito's than I would like a silver tequila.
Absolutely. Okay.
You know, so, yes, I would say, yes, I am a tequila person, but I'm not like a take tequila shots till 4 in the morning type person.
Okay. See, because I'm that type of person.
Like, yeah.
Tequila is my
preferred type. Is tequila your shot of choice?
Yes.
Nothing wrong with that. Can't be mad at you for that, because, look, tequila has no calories, just like vodka. You're not going to get much of a hangover from drinking tequila unless you just overdo it.
Yeah,
that's where hangovers come from, people.
Yep.
Overdoing things. So let me know what you're partying with or where you're partying. It is Cinco de Mayo, celebration of the Battle of Pueblo. We should be celebrating with our Mexican friends today because they're the ones that kept us from losing that battle. So anywho, these Atlanta Braves. So last year I did this, and every 30 days or so throughout the season I would update it. And it's like, wow, these guys just constantly blowing away my my expectations, to where I almost felt like my expectations were too low. And I don't think that they were. Dom was actually with me for a bunch of those shows. I don't think they were too low. Some of them were beating career marks, which they should. Some of them were lower than what they had done the previous season. It was fair, I thought.
Yeah, absolutely. It was fair. Just last year, they were just
in
ridiculous.
Fuego.
Yeah.
And then bounced in the playoffs. So
yeah.
Would we rather another 100-plus win, you know, season, and we win the division by 7 or 8 games, and we don't play in the first round of the playoffs, and we blow expectation out of the water? Or do we want to scratch and claw our way to a wild card, make the playoffs, and go that route? We saw the former last year. Me, I would still rather that. I want triple-digit wins. I want to blow away the Phillies and the Mets. I want to win the division hands down.
Absolutely.
I think everybody else probably would, too. If you're one of those people that sit here and say, oh, no, we don't want to look. I agree the playoffs should start day after the season ends, or the day after that stupid wild card round, whatever thing. I don't think there should be any time off. But I'm also not going to sit here and say, oh no, we want to go for the wild card and see if we can, because, you know, 87 wins and we won the World Series and keep momentum. No, let's blow these cats out of the water, win the division by a big number. The bats just can't fall apart like they did in playoffs last year. And they have not gotten much better this season. So we're going to start at the bottom of the lineup with the guys that kind of are beating my expectations set forth upon them. Now, these are not fantasy projections. These are not projections from any website. These are my own personal expectation. projections that I had for our entire team. And we'll start at the bottom. Jarrod Kelenic. 1 month ago-ish, we're right at 20% through the season. All right? We've played 31 games. That's 20%. So basically, I'm going to take what they've done now, and if you extrapolate them out over the entire season or multiply them times five, that'll give you a roundabout, you know, kind of number of how they're doing right now. Jarrod Kelenic, I wanted you to play in 125 games, hit 250 with 15 home runs, 15 stolen bases. That's kind of lofty, but also don't kick anything. Don't fight any equipment. If you would have been on the team before last year, you would have known by asking Huascar, the equipment always wins. Every time. All right, now, Kelenic's a career 204 hitter, but he hit 253 last year in 105 games. That's where I kind of got these numbers from. So if he hit a 253 last year before he kicked a cooler, it was reasonable for me to expect him to hit 250 this year. He had 11 home runs in 100 games last year, 13 stolen bases. That's where the 15-15 number comes from. So far through 25 games, Kelenic's hitting 278, but with zero home runs and zero stolen bases. So, Jarrod Kelenic, I mean, I have to ask you to get off the schneid and hit a home run or two, steal a base or two. But look, man, the play in left field for the guy we have hitting ninth to be hitting 278 with multiple outfield assists, I'm good with that. You do you, Jarrod Kelenic. Anything you do on top of what you're doing, if you just maintain this, I don't think you're going to finish the season with no home runs and no stolen bases. Just maintain what you're doing now. Play a good defensive left field. Don't kick anything. We're going to be doing all right. Orlando Arcia. Last year, Orlando Arcia had a career-high 17 home runs. He had 10 errors. Or no, 10 errors was my expectation. So, my expectation for him this year, 250, 15 home runs, 10 errors. Because you're at shortstop. That's a position that you have to be good defensively. All right. So, he had 264 last year and a career-high 17 home runs. I only was expecting 250 and 15 this year. All right. He had 12 errors last year. Give me 10. All right. Just for context, last season, Trey Turner had 22 errors, led MLB. All right. So I just wanted Arcia to cut that in half. So far through this season, 1 month in, 20%, whatever you want to call it, Orlando Arcia has one error and is playing gold glove shortstop. This has been one of the best, I don't know if revelation is the right word, Dom, for this season has been the play of Orlando Arcia at shortstop. Don't let it surprise you if Orlando Arcia wins a gold glove this season. Because he's headed that direction. Love watching that. That guy, look, it's from no-look plays to first base, from tagging Jose Ramirez in the buttocks. He's doing it all. Nothing gets past him out there. Lil D, Travis d'Arnaud. All right, now, I think Travis is going to end up beating my games played projection because when I wrote this, Sean Murphy had not yet gotten hurt. I wrote this before the beginning of the game, or before the season. Sean Murphy gets hurt in the first game, first at-bat, if I'm not mistaken. So, Lil D, I wanted 70 games out of you. You've already played in 27, so you're a third of the way there, and you're our starting catcher now. So, maybe I need to go in and change this. I want you to hit 250. I want you to hit 10 home runs and just stay healthy. All right, 2023, Travis d'Arnaud played in 74 games, hit 225. And hit 11 home runs, but he's a career 250 hitter. So I wanted you to raise that bar a little bit from where you are at your career. So thus far through this season, Lil D is hitting 269. He has five home runs that he hit in an eight-game span. And that's through 27 games. So Lil D, you're outdoing your expectation or my expectation for you. Just stay healthy for us until we get Sean Murphy back. I did have expectations for Sean Murphy, but we haven't seen Sean Murphy really on the field, so we're going to skip over that one. Marcell Ozuna. You remember last year, Dom, what my biggest expectation for Marcell Ozuna was after the 2023 season? After the 2022 season.
It was don't get arrested?
Yeah, man. Don't get in any more trouble.
Yeah.
All right? There was the skerfuffle with his wife, and there was the DUI thing. I am Ozuna from the Braves and whatnot. Look, man, Then there was the crappy April that Marcel had last season. Since then, though, Marcel's been an MVP candidate for this team. All right? So my expectation for Marcel Ozuna this season, don't get any more troubles, nowhere near it. I just realized, or I just found out that a couple days ago, that the ban for Marcel Ozuna from ESPN has been lifted. There was an actual ban on talking about or watching or giving Marcel Ozuna video, stats, anything like that. It's been lifted. I didn't know ESPN would do something like that. I did find out recently that they banned Pat Bev.
I was going to say, they replaced
him. As they should.
They said, all right, we'll you know what, Marcel? We got Pat Bev coming in here.
They took Marcel off the ban list. They put Pat Bev in on. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense now. There's always somebody. I wonder if there is always somebody on the ban list at ESPN, or multiple people maybe. My expectation for Marcel Ozuna coming into this season, hit 260, hit 34 home runs, drive in 85 RBIs. All right, Marcel Ozuna was one of the guys that I had. My expectations were a little bit lower than what he did last season, because last year he had a career year. All right? Last year, Marcel hit 274, 40 home runs, and 100 RBIs, and the 40 home runs were a career high. So this year, all I was expecting is 34, hit 260. Thus far, Marcel Ozuna is hitting 299. With 9 home runs, 9 times 5 is 50, or 45. Yeah. And 32 RBIs times 5 is like 150, right? So that's what he's on pace for. So he's on pace to be better than last year. Is he going to end up finishing that hot? I don't know. I hope so.
Would be nice.
I'm here for it. Ozzie Albies, who has only played in 23 games thus far because he did have the injury. So I wanted Ozzie to hit 275, hit 25 home runs, hit drive in 90, but I wanted Ozzie to have a 25-25 season. I wanted him last year to have a 30-30 season. He ended up stealing like 13 bases. All right, I just want you to run, Ozzie, because you're fast and you're good at it. So he's hitting 309, blowing expectation out of the water. He's only got 2 home runs, so we need to increase that a little bit. He only has 2 stolen bases, but he's only played in 23 games. So 2/3 of the games the Braves have played thus far, Ozzie's played in. So keep being Ozzie. All right, here's where we get to the top of the lineup. These are the guys that have not, you know, lived up to my expectation thus far. Now, for the Braves, we are a game and a half out of the NL East as of today. But we've won 2/3 of our games. They've played 31 games. I think we have 20 wins. Something like that. Matt Olson, after hitting 283, 54 bombs, and 139 RBIs last year. Before I get to my projection for Matt Olson, I want to play a funny little piece of audio for you. There's a vignette on Braves.com where they're talking about Michael Harris, and Michael Harris actually staking claim to Matt Olson's 54 home runs.
He won't let you know, but I'm kind of the reason why he did it, because I wrap his bats, so.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, Mike thinks that I don't wrap my bats well. He doesn't like that there's little ridges in my lizard skins that I do, so he takes over.
I just give him the best tape job in the league, and I'm pretty much the reason why he hit 54. If not, he probably would have like 38 or something like that.
I will say I got hot with the one that he wrapped, but after that, I don't know if I'm going to give him full credit.
So there you go. Just fun. Funny audio there from Michael Harris and Matt Olson.
I mean, you got hot when he wrapped it.
I'm
you
saying, look,
might have
you,
a point.
Look, this is, you can Google also Matt Olson's bats. And if you look at the ones that he has wrapped, so Michael Harris and I actually share a similar skill set, whereas I wrap all of my daughter's bats.
Hey,
this is since she was like 5. She's 10 now. I've wrapped all of her bats. She's only gone through like 4. But I take pride in wrapping bats because I do it very good. I didn't know that you could wrap a bat as sloppily as Matt Olson wraps his bats. There's gaps in them. There's bubbles.
Yeah.
If you just try,
you can
do a good job wrapping a bat.
You can smooth that stuff out, right. Yeah.
But enough about bat wrapping. Or maybe it is more difficult than, you know, maybe I'm just really good at it. I don't know.
Think you're better than Michael Harris?
Probably not, but I would love to go side by side.
Side by side.
Maybe we can make this happen.
I'd like to see it.
You know, that'd be fun. So, Matt Olson hitting 195 with 3 home runs and 16 RBIs. Look, when I talk about Olsen, Riley, and Acuna, all I can sit here and tell you is that it's going to get better. All right? I'm not freaking out. I would love to be winning this series versus the Dodgers, or at least having a chance to win this series today. Not going to happen. When the Dodgers come to town later on in the year, we just got to make sure we give this right back to them. But look, these guys are going to figure it out. For us to have 20 victories, now we do want to be in first place in NL East, and we're not that right now. But for us to have 20 victories and these guys to be underperforming at the top of the lineup like they are says something to how good this lineup is. This lineup is great. All right, so my expectation for Matt Olson, which he's coming up short now, can you go from – it's been 1 month of the season. Can he still end up hitting 275? I think math would say yes. He would have to go on a couple of absolute tears. All right. I only expected 40 home runs out of Matty Olson this year, not 54. Can he still get to 40 in 5 months? That's 40 divided by 5 is 9. Marcell Ozuna is 8. Yeah, mm-hmm. So there you go. Marcell Ozuna's got 9 home runs through the first month of the season, so it is possible. So he can still get there. You know, 125 RBIs. He's only got 16, so that's another 110 in the last 5 months of the season. Look, these guys can and will get hot. All right, and I don't know if they're going to get as hot as I need them to meet these projections, but they can sure as hell get as hot as they need to win this division. They can still get as hot as they need to blow the Phillies and the Mets out of the water. Not that we're too concerned about the Mets anyway, but Austin Riley. My expectation for Austin Riley at the beginning of the season was an MVP season. Austin Riley, not Ronald Acuna, was the guy that I thought was going to win the MVP of the season. Look, he still can. There's still time. We're only 1 month through the season. All right. I expected a career high in 3 stat categories for Austin Riley. And that's batting average, home runs, and RBIs. 300, 40, 120. Those would all be career highs. In 2023, Austin hit 281, 37 home runs, and 97 RBIs. So he fell 3 home runs short of that mark, 3 RBIs short of that mark. Can he still do it? Sure. Austin's batting 242, so he can still get up to 300. You know, math's going to start working against you here in about another month to where it's about to be where you can't move your batting average multiple digits per at-bat. It's going to be 1 or maybe even none. But what I mean is, like, if you're hitting 299 and you get 3 hits out of 5 at-bats, you may raise it up to 300. Because that one hit will equal to 1 at-bat point. Right now, you can still raise your average in 1 game 3 or 4 or 5 points. All right. So a little bit of work to do there for Austin Riley. Michael Harris the second. I want him to hit 330 home runs, 75 RBIs, and 30 stolen bases. 30-30 season for Michael Harris the second because he can do it. And why am I just now talking about Michael Harris? Because he should be batting second. I'm never going to get off of this hill.
You and I feel the same about this.
Man. Now, look, I love you, Ozzy, if you're out there listening. I got no problem with Ozzy batting second. I just want to see Michael Harris batting second because he's not going to lead off. Not with Ronnie. Now, look, if – I don't know.
I don't
– We're not there yet.
I don't hate the idea.
We're not there yet, but maybe that's what – maybe you put Michael Harris lead off and you hit Ronnie second. Supposedly, that alleviates pressure. I don't know if Ronnie's feeling any pressure when he goes up. Michael Harris is hitting 278, 3 home runs, 13 RBIs, 5 stolen bases, so – he's right. He's right there. 278 is a very respectable batting average, you know, especially for hitting seventh. And then Ronald Acuna Jr. This is the loftiest expectation of them all right? And look, we all know what he did last year. So I was saying increase that. I want you to be the first 50-50 guy ever. I don't know if that's going to happen. Ronald Acuna is on pace to hit like 12 home runs. That's not where he's going to end up. I just don't know if he's going to end up at 50. You know, but hey, this is radio. They're my expectations. I can expect whatever I want. I don't know if I'm expecting 50-50 anymore, though. We'll see. 274, 2 home runs, 8 RBIs, 14 stolen bases, though, for Ronald Acuna Jr. Whatever 14 times 5 is, that's what he's on pace for. That's like 90. So, I do have expectations for our pitching staff. Not going to get to those right now because we got to take a break, and then we're going to experience the NFL on the other side. Experience the NFL, my way too early Dynasty Top 10 for fantasy football at 3:20, and then at 3:40, my Mount Rushmore, my top 5 modern-day action movie stars. Stay tuned. It's Bo Johnson Experience on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.